Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is Kevin.
And that is Ben.
And we are here to solve your problems. On Halloween night.
It is Halloween. It might get spooky in here.
This is going to come out after Halloween, so like happy Christmas season, I guess.
Well, you're kind of skipping over Thanksgiving a little bit. I feel like, you know, stepping on it.
But isn't that always what happens?
Yeah. It's just so weird that like the two big get your family together and be thankful type holidays are back to back.
Yeah. They're like right on top of each other.
They're like not even, well, they're like a month apart. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
We pack a lot of it into that time.
It's a good time. And then it's just winter.
Yeah. I actually have something to say about that because we've had this conversation before. Yeah. About how we don't like, you know, January 1st, basically.
Yeah.
So I have a friend that I work with. Her name is Anna. And she was a little upset with me.
Oh, really? You got called out.
Yeah. Her birthday is January 10th.
Okay.
And we had talked about like how my birthday was kind of like a good time because it's like fall and people like to get together and things of that nature. And that her birthday kind of sucks because it's like the beginning of like the dark part of winter.
Uh-huh.
And then we had that conversation on the pod and it basically confirmed that. And she was like, what the heck, man?
Well, sorry to her, I guess.
Sorry, Anna.
At least she listens. Maybe not anymore.
Yeah, she's probably like off and on.
Okay. Kind of like you.
Yeah. Well, at the beginning. So actually, Anna might be the next host.
Okay. That sounds good. She sounds lovely.
She is.
Let's talk about what we do.
Yeah.
Although we don't really have performance review content.
We don't? I thought there was some stuff in there. Or was that from this week's
episode? Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's going to be really confusing on the pod. That's from the most recent one.
Yeah. This one that we don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was kind of a big episode. So, yeah. But well, the first thing that we do is the performance review, but we don't really have much on there. What do we do after that, Ben?
After that, we do the heart of the show, the spread. What we do in that section of the show is that we have gotten a question from someone out there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to give some bad pre-advice. And then we're going to draw three cards out of a deck of tarot. It's not the way that you say it, but I was kind of just stuck on that path.
I think you're going to pick yourself up with this next part.
Okay.
Tell them about the spread.
We draw three cards out of the deck of tarot, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
There you go. Book it. After that, we do the card of the week.
And then it's the outro. The slow come down.
That's where we lay in the plane.
After that, there's something fun if you stick around.
Yeah, and I think we've already touched on that, but you always like to throw me through a curveball and like not put the thing that I expect that it's going to be. So I really do appreciate that. Ooh, candle review. Still on watermelon lemonade.
Yep.
Cool.
We're still there. Made sure that got out here.
Oh, man, we'll wait to do the fluid.
Let's
do the fluid update right now.
Okay.
I have a Red Bull.
We don't talk about that in the outline.
We don't.
When we do the fluid update.
But I feel like we just need like a little thing from our, you know, here's what we do that gets us into QQ. For those of you that don't know what QQ is, it's Queerin's Corner. And we spell it with a Q on the outline. So that's why I said QQ.
Yep. But you got a Red Bull.
I do. And it was a free Red Bull.
How'd you get a free Red Bull?
That's because today is the last day of the month.
Yep.
And the last day of the month is like a celebration at work.
Okay.
Because, you know, like monthly numbers come in and like basically everybody works really hard on the last day of the month because they didn't work as hard for the rest of the month, I guess. You're trying to hit numbers and things of that nature.
You're trying to pack it all in.
Pack it all in.
All right. So free Red Bull from work. I got a water bottle. I haven't had enough today.
I haven't either. But you know what? Let's go to the Red Bull. I have a show tonight too. So I need to kind of, you know, get pumped up for that.
I have my pre-show playlist. That's how I get pumped up for a show.
I got to think and, you know, look into that.
Well,
I think we do have a little bit of performance review stuff.
Okay, well then let me cue up the song then. Shadai.
Ooh, it's a good song. We talked about math, or was that still last week?
Still last week.
Oh, never mind. I don't have anything.
Take the song back.
All right, well, let's go to Queerin's Corner.
All right, here we are in Queerin's Corner, and this week I pulled up the Christmas list on accident.
The Christmas list?
It's open. Yeah. Julia's got this thing this year. She's got her whole family on the Christmas 2019 Google spreadsheet.
Okay.
For better or worse. You know, it's all in here.
Whoa. You're way more organized than I am.
Not me. It's Julia.
Julia's way more organized than I am.
We got the aunts and uncle. We got her parents, our nephews.
Do you buy something for everybody?
Everybody gets something.
Really?
Yep.
Like, does everybody get like a legit gift or some of it just like a candle, like a watermelon lemonade candle?
I mean, it depends on what you ask for. I think everybody gets like a real gift.
Whoa.
Like, he's not listening to this, but we got Ryan an Xbox One controller.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Jeffrey got an iTunes gift card, which just gets Spotify.
Is that me?
Is what?
It says Kevin. Do you have a relative named Kevin?
That's my father-in-law.
Oh.
Looks like we got him some binoculars. Maybe he's going bird watching. It's also sort of a bummer because, like, I can see what people got me, you know?
Oh, it's like the whole family has
Everybody's
this.
On here.
So you... So it doesn't make any sense.
It does not. Talk to somebody else.
Anyway.
Also, before we... The reason that I got pulled up is because it looks in the tabs, it looks just like the questions. It's also a Google Sheet.
Correct.
So, but before we get into that, what's your thoughts on Hershey's, that's what we've got today for the trick-or-treaters, is king-size Hershey's.
Yeah, they're king-size. So I think that anything that is king-size is legit.
Because I wanted to buy some good candy, but we had this left over from Julie's birthday, and she was like, we'll just use this.
Yeah, no, I think it's legit.
Okay.
But I also think it's good candy.
Well, there you go then.
I'm a fan of plain chocolate. I don't think you need to dress it up very much because I think chocolate is just good in its own nature.
I need to dress it up.
Because they can dress it up. They can have s'mores now. You just gave them an activity.
That's what Julia said. She said, should we give them graham crackers with the chocolate bar?
That's legit. I would do that.
We've got the candle. If any trick-or-treaters come by, we'll make them a little s'more.
Make them wait here for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, tell us your joke. Oh, that's another thing that's actually like only in St. Louis thing.
Yep. You got to tell a joke.
You got to tell a joke to get candy. We are off the rails and I love it.
Yeah. Here's my joke. I stole this from a friend of mine named Alex who told it to me. Have you heard about the corduroy pillows?
No.
They're making headlines.
I like that one. I got to think of a joke now.
You got until the end of the episode.
I mean, yeah, I have a joke, but it's a little off color.
Okay. Should I just beep it?
You can be the judge of that, yeah. What did the giraffe say when he walked into the bar?
What?
The high balls are on me.
That's not too off color.
Okay.
We'll let it
good.
Go.
All right, good. Cool.
Good.
I'm good. I'm glad you allowed it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, this week's question comes to us from Lauren. It was a text message sent into the Amateur Tarot Hotline.
Ooh, is that like a first for a text message to be into the hotline? In a long time.
I think we've gotten texts before, but this is the first one in a while.
Nice.
So this comes from Lauren, and Lauren says, hi, my name is Lauren, and I just started reading tarot cards a few weeks ago, and I want to create my own deck. My question is, how will my journey with creating tarot work out? And also, if you have any advice for a new tarot-interested individual, and if you have any advice about creating a deck. Thanks. Smiley face.
The smiley face is a nice touch.
Yeah.
Pre-advice.
We got a couple things we can give pre-advice on. I mean, the cards are going to tell us how her journey creating a tarot deck is going to work out. But we could give pre-advice on either advice for a new tarot-interested individual or advice about creating a deck.
Lauren, so my pre-advice would be to get on the Facebook group, get in touch with us, because I also want to make a deck, but I have no artistic abilities.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. My advice is to have artistic abilities.
That is definitely the biggest thing that I think you would need for it.
Yeah, that's number one.
And then, but I think it's like a journey. So I don't know, like you're learning the deck right now. Gosh, this book by Alan Oaken is really good for it.
All right, there you go. Alan's
honestly,
getting some buzz.
If you're like interested in learning more about tarot and like wanting to know the cards, I think like it can help you build towards making that deck by like reading the definitions of it, looking at the pictures of the Rider-Waite tarot, and then kind of taking your own little artistic spin on it could be a really cool, creative, fun adventure.
Yeah. And my pre-advice for reading, like learning a new tarot interested individual is that there's all these cards, there's all these definitions. It's a lot and it's hard to memorize. It's hard to memorize all that stuff. And so I think my advice is don't wait until you think you understand the deck to start reading. I would say learn by reading. Like even if you have to give someone a reading and refer to Alan or whoever to look up the card meanings as you're doing the reading. I think that's a valuable exercise because you're going to learn by doing a lot easier than you are just sitting around trying to memorize everything and not doing a reading until you sit down in front of somebody. Because also doing a reading changes it because you've got to put all these cards in context with each other, not just know that, you know, the Ace of Wands means blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it really helps you tie it all together. Honestly, just doing the readings. I don't really do any independent research outside of like the show that we do. But I've noticed recently that I will be in a situation where, you know, it'll make me think of a certain card and I'll be like, whoa, I am actually learning these tarot cards and I didn't even know it. Just from the repetition. And, you know, I've talked before too about, I don't want to say like being a skeptic, but like not necessarily like being quote unquote into tarot. But understanding, getting to know the cards and like having an emotional attachment to them in some ways, like, I don't know. I see the Fool card and I feel a certain way. Mm. I see an Ace and I feel a certain way, which is when I started this journey, I didn't expect to do. And it's, I've only been on it for 4 months, kind of being into tarot. So that's, it's cool. It really is.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Should we see what the cards have to say?
Let's see what the cards have to say.
In my effort to get all this set up before you came, I forgot to do the pre-shuffle. So we're going to get a real shuffle and an earpick shuffle. I feel like we came in here to, like, we're getting down to business.
Yeah, we are getting
down to business. We did get off on a tangent about Christmas gifts.
But that's also getting down to business for us. And it, you know, I don't know. Sometimes we open up stale. This time we had so much to talk about. So I'm kind of worried about the second half.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
But it's okay. Not the second half of this show, the second recording that we do.
You're giving away all the
2 weeks secrets. From now.
Yeah. The pass card. I should restate. This is how Lauren's tarot deck creating journey is going to work out. The past. Flip. It's the Page of Swords.
That's a good card for talking about the beginnings of, yep, of a journey. Page of Swords is a page on a page. A person standing on a hill looking to their right with a sword in their hand, clutched with both hands. The wind is blowing. And it looks like it's full of promise. And that's what I know of page cards.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the Page of Swords, these are like what was it? I looked it up in the big tarot book. And there was that chart that was like, page, beginning, swords, mind.
Yeah.
That's how you come up with the definitions. But that's, this card is about starting some sort of journey in the area of things that like take mental energy, which is exactly what we were just talking about. Getting started with the tarot is about learning what these cards mean and putting them into conversation with each other, and learning how to create a tarot deck also involves this planning stage that you were talking about of figuring out how you feel about the cards, what they mean to you, what they represent, getting a theme together for your deck. And so that's where the past is, you know, starting this mental journey to create a deck.
It'd be interesting. Cups is the emotional one, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting if we see some cups,
yeah,
along the way, because there's also an emotional side to this, or even the creative energy. Man, there's so many ways that this can be a cool...
Coins shall be rich.
That should be in the future.
Yeah.
I'm excited, Lauren. I'm excited for you.
Well, here comes the present. Flip. Well, here's your wands. The Six of Wands.
The Six of Wands is a person on horseback riding through what looks like a crowd of people, or maybe they're like followers that are also carrying wands. On the person on the horseback has a wreath on the top of their wand, and on their head, like a crown of leaves, mm-hmm, on their head.
Laurels or whatever.
We've seen this card before. I can't put my finger on it though.
It's a great card. It's a card about success and victory. It was a card of the week.
Yeah.
This is a card that's just about being triumphant. This person on horseback is riding into town, holding their wand in triumph. They have that laurel wreath of victory. They're feeling good.
Wands are the creative ones.
Yep.
Oh, man, it's interesting because it's like the success riding. It's like riding into town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the present card of moving from this world where you're just starting out on this journey and kind of thinking through the deck into a world where you have this, you're putting it into action, you're being creative, you're creating the deck and feeling successful. So I think the current action is like, let's get started.
Yeah. And you obviously couldn't see me nodding vigorously while Ben was saying that, because I'm super amped to see this future card, because this is really shaping up nicely.
Flip. Wheel of Fortune.
Isn't this that Nothing Burger card?
Kind of. It's not the world, but it's like the world in that it's a Nothing Burger.
All right, so the Wheel of Fortune is just that.
Are you less excited now?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Sorry.
But it's okay.
We can't put it back and try again.
I know. So the Wheel of Fortune is a major arcana. It's the 10th major arcana. It has a 10 on top. It is a wheel that is in the middle, that's in the sky. There's a serpent on it. There's a demon, demonic-looking thing on the wheel. And then a sphinx. I almost said sphincter.
Don't say that.
A sphinx holding a sword. And then in the four corners of the card, you have a griffin or a phoenix, probably. Yeah, it's a phoenix.
Okay.
And then an angel. What is the bull that has wings? I guess it's Taurus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bull with wings.
And then there is a griffin, because that's definitely a lion with wings, and that's what a griffin is.
Yep. Those mean something, because they come back in the world, and Alan was referencing them, but I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I could look it up in Alan. That's and see what yeah. Let's see what you have to say about Fortuna's Wheel.
All right, I've got nothing to say, because it's a card that is just a mystery, because it's very uninspiring in that the card is basically saying, like, we don't know what's going to happen. Something good could happen. Something bad could happen. We don't know.
Perfect. I mean, perfect. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this future card.
Well, we have the present, the current action, the getting a big win, like creatively creating this deck. And then I think the way that we can maybe think about this Wheel of Fortune card is to say, like, beyond that, who can say what's going to happen with this? I mean, maybe that's unsatisfying, but, like, I think the good thing to take away from this is that the cards say, get started, be creative, make this deck. That's going to be fun. And no matter what happens other than, like, just using your creativity to make something cool, that's going to feel awesome and be successful in that sense. And then beyond that, we don't really know. I guess it depends on your goals and kind of what happens after that stage. But if nothing else, the feeling of making something and is a good feeling and worth pursuing for that.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
You're into it now?
I'm into it.
You'll allow it?
Oh, I will allow it.
Do you want to draw a fourth card?
No, I don't think so, because I think that actually does wrap it up, because, okay. I mean, really, and it really kind of gets down to, like, the purpose of why Lauren is creating it. Is it because it's a personal endeavor? Is it because she wants a monetary gain from it? And we don't really know that from the question, but...
And none of that's ruled out either. It could happen.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we know creatively it's going to be a win, and then past that.
Yeah, as long as you lead with, you know, your mind and your...
Passion.
In your passion, you'll be thrown into the wheel.
Yeah. All right.
That was a reading. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Sorry, my phone has been blowing up.
I've noticed that. Good for you. Are you, is it all the other podcast hosts that are trying to get you now?
They're trying to get me to plug.
Because Jorge said you were his podcast voice crush.
I know. I'm pretty pumped about that.
So... Are you, like, getting a lot of offers now?
To be a crush?
Yeah, well, because you have a great podcast voice.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting any offers. I mentioned earlier that I have a show tonight, so it's, like, my group saying, what time were you getting there? And I'm like, sorry, guys, I'm going to be late.
Got a bigger fish to fry.
I got bigger fish to fry.
A different show.
Amateur Tarot Pod.
Should we do Card of the Week?
Let's do Card of the Week. So while Ben shuffles, I think it's important to mention what Card of the Week is. Now,
very important.
Card of the Week, we draw it for everybody. It is for Lost and Found Laws. Now, under the new definitions of this, Lost and Found Laws covers everything. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper. An example of who this is for would be the cat that's in the room. So, you know, unplug and let them listen. We've mentioned roofers before. We've mentioned lichen. There are a couple of ferns and succulents in this room that we're sitting in.
Yeah, even some new ones. So they need our words.
Yeah, they do need our words.
One of them, like some of them are getting a little big.
Well, those two are definitely succulents. That one's not. Because that's like growing towards the light. It's seen the light. But it hasn't seen the light of the card of the week.
And it's about to.
It's about to.
And it's a card to just tell you about your week.
See how it's going to go.
And here we go.
Flip it over.
Flip. Four coins. Have you had this guy before?
Yes. I don't know if I've...
He's funny.
Yeah, it's an interesting looking card. The Four of Coins is a gentleman. It's a prince looking figure. It kind of reminds me, not necessarily a page, but it looks like a prince that is sitting on a throne. It almost looks like it's like in Central Park or somewhere that, you know, overlooking this city. Or maybe they're on maybe he's on a balcony or something.
Okay.
He's got two coins under his feet. He's holding one in his hands and he's got one propped up on his head.
I feel like I'm always going to see him in Central Park now.
It's part of the lore.
It's part of the card. When we make our tarot deck, he'll be in Central Park. Should we just make a deck that's just photos of us and it'll be you in Central Park?
Like real images of me in Central Park?
Yeah.
The lover's card is going to get real weird.
Wow.
Sir, that's not legal. Okay, so the Four of Pentacles' primary principle is stability. Allen writes, a wealthy prince...
There you go. Nailed it.
...has created a powerful state. He is pleased with his efforts, and they support him as he sits on the seat of power. More wealth lies as a foundation beneath his feet. The meaning of this card is very simple. It indicates the urge to hold or the act of holding on to what you've got. In a tangible sense... This can mean your personal possessions or the money you may have in the bank. This card indicates a pause to take stock of oneself. The querent prefers to keep things as they are at this time and avoid taking any initiative in the issue or circumstances at hand. A more subtle meaning of the Four of Pentacles has to do with defending what you have earned or acquired and the strengthening of one's basic life values.
Okay.
That's cool.
I like that. I mean, it's a four. It reminds me a lot of the Four of Swords, which is about the same similar things of like resting.
Yeah, rest. So four, now it's kind of coming into, you know, helping tie it all together. Because the Four of Swords I'm very familiar with, but it's the take a breath card almost.
Yeah.
Like that's what a four kind of comes down to.
Yeah. And so this one is saying take a breath in terms of sort of the investments that you've made and save up.
Yeah, this is kind of a cool card for me because I've actually been thinking about purchasing property.
Wow.
And I kind of found a place that I like, but I'm like iffy about it. I don't know if it's a reach and whatever. And this is telling me that, yeah, it's probably a reach. Just sit
what
tight.
What area?
Tower Grove.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good spot.
It's a good spot. It had a lot more room than what I would get kind of around here, so.
Yeah, and not living with your parents anymore.
Yeah. Although it's kind of funny because it's right across the street from my mom's work, so it's like not far. She can still bring me dinner.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But you still got to do laundry and clean your room.
Well, if it's my own place, I don't have to do anything. I mean, I have to do laundry. But
eventually.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the card of the week this week. The advice is to just, you know, hold.
You got to know and hold them.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of, but I wasn't going to sing it.
Well, I did.
Thank you.
All right. It's card of the week.
Card of the week. That's it. Put on your seatbelt. Put up your tray table.
Put your laptops away, but now the FAA will let you keep your tablets and phones out.
But in airplane mode still.
Yeah. Airplane or game mode.
Yeah. So it's time to bring it in. The stewardess is coming around. Flight attendant.
You probably shouldn't call it a stewardess.
Yeah, can't call it that anymore.
Yeah.
Flight attendant's coming around to pick up.
Trying not to get canceled over here.
Maybe too late. Anyway, they're coming around to pick up trash.
Now I'm thinking about my flight this weekend.
Yeah.
And I paid for, you know, you can pay $15 for early bird check-in on Southwest. Yep. Not an ad. Could be. I did that because I was like, man, I never remember to check into the flight.
Okay.
So I'm going to do this and I'm going to get like a really high boarding number.
And?
I got 821.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you want to know how many people were on the flight?
22.
45.
Okay. So you were going to get a...
45 at the very least.
Where were you flying?
Chicago. It's usually a pretty busy flight.
What time
but it was
of day?
At 8 o'clock at night on a Friday. So
I don't know. I think people are going home, but maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, I think people probably get out of town maybe earlier. I don't know. It was weird.
All right. Well, sorry that that happened.
Because I've been on that flight before and it's been super packed.
And if you don't, like if you don't pay the $15 on a full flight, you're just automatically B.
Well, yeah. And if you don't check in, you're like
D.
It's like go see the host or
hold on. Yeah.
Yeah. See the person at the counter because you might not be able to get on.
You
this
might
flight.
Be like holding on to the roof of the plane as it
yeah, exactly.
Takes off.
Yeah.
You're in the cargo with the pets.
I'm not going into that story. We can save that for
we'll
a
save
later
that for a different
yeah.
day. Well, the show's over essentially. And so thank you again to Lauren.
Yeah, it was a great question. Also want to thank the Lols. And I want to have a moment of silence for the Lost Lols.
All right.
You can find us at amateurterror.com.
It's a website.
Yeah, it is a website. On that website, you can ask a question.
That's the key thing that you can do there. If you want to be like Lauren and text us a question or leave a voicemail for us to play on the show, question or comment, or I don't know. Is there anything else besides a question or comment?
Yeah, you can do performance review stuff on
okay,
there.
Okay, you can do a performance review. We'll take all of that at 314-325-6047. Operators are standing by.
That's not true. If you call in the next 10 minutes, I will mail you my family's Christmas card.
Awesome.
Ooh, we should do Christmas cards.
We should do Christmas cards.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Okay. Amateur Terror Christmas card.
Yep. Maybe, holiday card.
Maybe digital.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, or we can print them out and send them to like
people
top tier.
Just random people who give us their address.
Yeah.
I don't really care about sending them out.
No, we just
got as much as I don't think people want to give me their address.
We should just get Maggie to ask a bunch of those questions like, oh, the first four.
The first four digits of your mailing address.
Perfect.
The name of your street.
Speaking of Maggie, you can find her and us and all of the other Lols at facebook.com/group/amateurtarot. It's a fun place full of memes, performance review material, asking questions, a bunch of different banty, as some people like to call it.
It's a good place to be. It's fun. Kevin has a Twitter. It's an egg and no tweets. It's at Scouts Tarot.
There's going to be a tweet eventually.
People are waiting.
I know, but I'm not going to tell you when I tweet so that
you'll be 30 years older than you are today and podcasts will be a dead medium. But Kevin will finally tweet.
Man, I'll be 60 years old. I don't like to think about that. You can find Ben at imakingallthisup.com.
That's a website.
Ben's going to write a blog about me being 60.
Okay. If you have a moment, if you could, if you would, it's the holidays. Get in the holiday spirit and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us move up in the rankings. It helps people find the show.
Amateur Traveler Pod, we're coming for you.
Now, item number 9, thank you to, and this week.
I was going to say thank you to s'mores.
Okay. For being delicious.
Yeah, for being delicious.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, magic is real. Okay, I am testing. We are back in the dining room.
Back in the shadows again. Saddle, not shadows.